This is the Midday Market Podcast for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Well, we got mostly lower grain trade today, with really the only exception out there is hard red spring wheat and, you know, or the Minneapolis wheat. Corn futures trading a couple pennies down, beans down about a dime or so. And then, like I said, wheat a little bit more on the mix front today. From, I guess, two biggest things going, we're really just trying to find some bullish news. There isn't any. And obviously, we got crop progress last night, corn planting 6%, a little bit above the five-year average. So we're off to at least getting a toe on the ground in that regard. Watching the weather system working through the Midwest this week, probably providing some beneficial moisture to some areas that need it. Then we'll see things how things dry out from there, and the producers can really get going and get this crop off to a good start. Add in there also right now, we're getting close to the end of April. We're after past midway point. This comes that window where, again, we start seeing those basis contracts for May maybe come the next full focal point here. Again, the market's going to be looking at the weaker longs. The producers have to make decisions whether to roll those or price those, and they could be sellers in this marketplace. So typically, we do trend ourselves a little lower into the end of April at this time frame. Soybeans, again, same type of downward trend. We're seeing continued weakness in both the soybean oil, soybean meal markets today. So that's weighing on the bean market. Plus, those Argentina beans starting to hit harvest here. You know, they're still trading 70, 80 cents a bushel under us on the export market. So that just keeps the pressure on the beans to the downside. And then lastly, the wheat market here too, trying to hold some support today. But again, global prices still continue to be a factor overall in the wheat market in general. Even though that KC wheat, you know, we're seeing some moisture move into some areas of Kansas and the heart of wheat, heart red winter wheat country, but maybe not enough. And that's at least keeping maybe a little bit of premium or keeping that market from turning negative today. So just in a tough window here, I think, for the grain markets overall, as we're lacking bullish news, just kind of makes me cautious as we move back into the end of the month.
John, we always are keeping an eye on everything that's happening currently, but also to the future as well. And when we look at the, for example, NOPA crush numbers for March, new record, that just kind of shows and indicates, I think, what we're preparing for in the future, because we know that appetite for the biofuel market's going to continue to grow, and we're starting to see that, aren't we?
We are, to a point, yes. I mean, we had a couple pieces of that puzzle yesterday. You know, obviously, those numbers came out, record crush levels, but the market didn't move on it. You know, the market was anticipating that record crush. It was actually a little less than the market was hoping in terms of overall crush pattern. And then watch the soybean oil stocks. They've been kind of on the grow. So, you know, we're not at the stage where maybe the crush capacity might outweigh the biodiesel usage in that regard. So we need to see that part of the infrastructure or part of the whole process pick up, which is the actual application of those biodiesels. I believe right now only three states are really actively pushing that out on the West Coast. So that's something we need to see kind of continue to grow, that maybe we're putting too much crush capacity in here in the short term. Again, longer term, still a very friendly thing for that soybean market in terms of providing additional demand, given the competition from the other, you know, South American countries mainly against us on the export market, that we need to have some form of an outlet for U.S. beans, and that very well could be the crush side of it, meeting that biodiesel capability as long as it continues to grow.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what's happening with the livestock?
Now, we're getting some follow-through on the live cattle market today, so that's a little bit encouraging. Cattle and feed numbers coming out this week, too. So, you know, we're trying to put a little bit of a bottom in here. You know, they had a difficult day on Friday, did come off those lows, and really the June contract was only down 57.5 cents on the week, you know, given the volatility of last week. Now, good day yesterday, failed to kind of hold those gains, but at least still stay positive. Did put a higher high end today over yesterday's high. So that's something I've been kind of watching for here. So maybe we got a bit of an uptrend turning, not saying this market's out of the woods. Two biggest things we got to keep an eye on: retail values. Choice carcasses down 250 here at midday today. So that's not going to help prices, but we're holding in there pretty well. And then what's happening with the cash trade this week? We'll see that get put together later on in the week, and, you know, see if we can get this turn put into the cattle market. So it looks like it's acting that way at this time frame. Over in the hog side of the equation, that one's pretty interesting. If you look at the money flow, we had the funds pushing last Tuesday, probably near a record long, if not a multi-year long in terms of the hog market. Then they proceeded to sell it off for aggressively Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yesterday was a choppy day. So we'll have to see. Right now, I got a pretty big topping signal that maybe we've hit a technical top in the summer hog market. Now, that's still about 7 $7, $8 above where we're trading currently. So the market's got some volatility and can swing around here. But at least right now, the way the money was flowing the last handful of days, it feels like this market may have finally found itself a bit of a technical top, even though it's supported still fairly well by the cash market and the retail values.
And it was nice to see the hogs at least calm down a little bit after last week when there was a lot of selling action, like you mentioned. John, thanks so much for the information here today. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Sure. Love to chat with them anytime. Give me a call, 800-334-9779. Shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. And then that website of ours, totalfarmmarketing.com. I know it's a busy time, but feel free to pick up the phone and reach out if you've got any questions on the markets.
John, thanks for the time here today, and have a great rest of your week.
Sounds great. Have a good week.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. It is time now for a check of the midday numbers. At midday, May corn is down 1 1/4 at 4:30 1/4. May soybeans down 10 3/4 at 11:47 1/2. May soybean meal down $1.90 at $3.36.60. May soybean oil down 58 cents at $44.89. Chicago wheat down 4 even at $5.47 3/4. Minneapolis wheat up 1 1/2 at $6.38 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat up 1 1/4 at $5.85 1/4. May oats down 3 even at $3.54 3/4. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.37 at $175.20. May feeder cattle up $2.47 at $2.40.47. May lean hogs unchanged at $94.32. May pork cutout up 15 cents at $101.40. And Class 3 milk up 40 cents at $17.26. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.